My name is Dr. Stephen Paget. I'm the Physician in Chief Emeritus at Hospital for Special Surgery and Professor of Medicine at Weill Cornell. Today I'm going to talk about the microbiome, an extraordinary concept that's probably not that understood to most of you, but it really defines us as people. So the microbiome are those bacteria that live in various parts of our body, particularly the intestine. There are actually 100 times more genes in the bacteria inside of us than we have as human beings. And our immune system is defined by the microbiome and the interaction with those bacteria. And what's become very clear is that the makeup of those bacteria, almost 80% of which we don't really know as a usual bacteria that we deal with, can define whether we're healthy or whether we have disease. And what's really extraordinary about it is that there may be ways that we can change somebody's bacterial growth and microbiome with various methods. One of the ways that you can tell is people who have Clostridium difficile colitis. They're actually doing fecal transplants. So what they're doing is, these are people who have persistent Clostridium difficile colitis, unresponsive to all kinds of antibiotics. And that's because their own microbiome, which is the colony of cells inside of them, is not functioning well. So you can actually do a fecal transplant, and they even have them in pill forms to change the flora, change the balance within that person's intestine, and heal them completely. In animal models of various types of arthritis, if an animal lives in a germ-free environment, they may not get the type of arthritis. But as soon as they're in an environment where there are specific germs or bacteria, the bacteria interact with the genetics and with other environmental and factors internally and externally to cause arthritis. So we have a tremendous opportunity now as we learn more about diseases that we deal with, particularly autoimmune diseases or types of arthritis, to make a huge difference. With regard to rheumatoid arthritis, some scientists have shown that the periodontal bacteria may very well play a significant role as a stimulus for rheumatoid arthritis. And similarly, intestinal bacteria play a significant role in the cause of various types of spondyloarthritis, including ankylosing spondylitis and psoriatic arthritis. So this is a new world and a new age, and we're coming to grips with who we are as an organism. We're both the organism that you see in front of you and the one that's inside, and both of them work together in health and in disease.